Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The famous director, David Lynch, has gone public on 9/11. We'll be recapping that later in the hour. So is the big actor, James Brolin. Pretty big news because this always has a large effect with the generally dumbed down public looking into 9/11. So we'll tell you more about those articles we wrote last night on that subject. We're in our final 4 minutes or so with Tom Kimmel, grandson of Admiral Husband E. Kimmel, who was wrongfully shouldered with the blame for Pearl Harbor when he was deliberately blocked from learning about the sneak attack plan. And we are talking to his grandson right now, who is in the last 4 minutes now finishing up any other key points. Please continue.
Well, probably the best way we can honor the memory of those fallen at Pearl Harbor, and there were 2,403 men murdered at Pearl Harbor, if we got to tell it like it is, the best way we can honor them would be follow the initiative of the Pearl Harbor Survivors Association and restore the ranks or advance posthumously on the retired list, Admiral Kimmel and General Short. And we should do this not only in accordance with the Pearl Harbor Survivors Association's specific recommendations, but we should do it because the Congress passed a law recommending in perpetuity, that the President of the United States, whoever he is now or whoever he or she may be in the future, Alex, that they should advance Rear Admiral Kimmel and Major General Short to their highest held temporary ranks in World War II in accordance with the Officer Personnel Act 1947. That law was passed by the Congress October 15, 2000, and it was signed into law October 30th by President Clinton. But President Clinton did not take the action. And we are denied any kind of full explanation as to why this action is not being taken by the current administration. We have found that the current administration reviewed the matter, and the reviewers wrote it up in a bifurcated fashion. In other words, they wrote up a memorandum indicating that the action should be taken, and they listed all the reasons. That was memorandum number one. Memorandum number two was the same kind of thing, only this time why the action should not be taken. So we have tried to obtain both of these memoranda, but we are only provided the one that indicated they should not take the action. And, of course, it is heavily redacted. We are unable to determine who actually wrote the memorandum.
Or what lies they, yet again, including themselves in the crime, were foisted upon your grandfather and the general.
You may like this one, Alex. The reason we are denied knowledge of who wrote the memorandum is under a terrorist theory. In other words, that revealing who it was that wrote the memorandum might expose them to some sort of a terrorist retribution.
Yeah, that's right. They're using 9/11 to make where they dump toxic waste secret, or how much money's been stolen from the Pentagon secret. It's a license for crime. Sir, I want to thank you for coming on our broadcast, and I want to thank you for your work, because Pearl Harbor does affect us all, and it's a very important, very, very important lesson to all of us. And so I want you to have the rest of your vacation, hopefully. I would imagine you're pretty busy today, though, doing interviews, because it is the anniversary.
Indeed, I am busy, but this is what's keeping me alive now. So I look forward to the next one. Maybe we can do this again next year, if not sooner.
Absolutely, but I'll tell you this, your grandfather, your father, and yourself and others have gotten their names back in the court of public opinion. They've had major polls where 90%+ of Americans know that Pearl Harbor was a setup and know that your grandfather and others were hung out to dry. I'm sure you're aware of that.
Well, thanks for your assistance in this matter.
You bet. Take care. Have a good vacation.
Okay. So long, Alex.
Bye, con Dios. All right. Judge the Napolitano is scheduled to be popping in with us with his new book, and then I've got a bunch of other news I want to be covering. And we may even have time to jam in a few calls. I'm Alex Jones. It's Genesis Communications.
It's
year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop because I gave the kids their Spark Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time, and that way we don't have to listen to them singing,
"Are we there yet? Are we there yet?"
for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle, and using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific!
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let's run through a bunch of important news right now. We did spend the last hour on Pearl Harbor. It is the 65th anniversary of that staged event, that provocateur event. FDA rejects new limits on mercury in vaccines. Group petitioned government to restrict use of controversial preservative. Associated Press, federal health officials won't put new restrictions on the use of mercury-based preservatives in vaccines and other medicines. Other medicines, hundreds of it. Denying a petition that sought to limit it because of health concerns. Now, there's no debate that it has a horrible electrochemical reaction in the brain. It's the worst substance in the brain. It causes an electrical short in the neurons, not just the toxic effect. A group called the Coalition for Mercury-Free Drugs petitioned the Food and Drug Administration in 2004, seeking the restrictions on thimerosal, citing concerns the preservative is linked to autism in a rapidly replied dated September 26th. But made public only Tuesday, the FDA rejected the petition. Only a small number of licensed and approved products still contain thimerosal, and the available evidence supports FDA's conclusion that all currently licensed vaccines and other pharmacological drug products containing thimerosal are safe. Dr. Jeffrey Shuren, the FDA's Assistant Commissioner for Policy, wrote in denying the petition. Now, let's put on our thinking caps. But more than just our thinking caps, our memory caps. The last 5 years, because of campaigns by different autistic organizations and the Autistic Society, and back in 2003, the 2000 minutes from the CDC got released where they were admitting it had brain damaged millions and caused autism to go from unknown to an epidemic, and that they wouldn't give their own children or grandchildren any drug or any vaccine with it in it. That stuff got leaked. Congressman Dan Burton's committee made a big stink over it. So the news then had a big PR drive to tell you it had been taken out of all vaccines and drugs. Now, what they did was, by a FDA regulation, was order vaccine makers to make small lots available to healthcare providers if they requested them. There are available, if you know where to get them, and most hospitals and doctor's offices and pediatricians don't even know they can get them. You have to tell them if you believe in vaccines, and then they can order them. And they cost, in some cases, as I've checked into it, 10 times. Okay. So, nice sleight of hand. This is how this is all lawyers speak, double speak, you see. Oh, we took all the mercury out. No, the mercury is out of the vaccines. And then when they show it on Good Morning America, which I have a tape of them doing, they show a particular sub lot release that doesn't have it. And then it uses some type of salts to preserve it, which isn't bad for you. But then Lord knows if they'll do it with mercury, what else is in those vaccines? We've caught them putting hormones in, sterilization agents, chemicals, and that's been in the news, the back of the paper. So this is how dumb they think we are, how dumb they think you are. And then I have other AP reports, because AP does a good job. You will see it. I've got it posted in our vaccine and toxic section there on PrisonPlanet.com. I forget the exact name of the section. It's in there. From 3 years ago, where they came out and said, actually, contrary to popular belief, they've only made lots available without it, very small numbers of it, and just a few percentage points of the vaccine is available with it. And it also spoils, so that most of it gets thrown away. They said, and actually, we don't know why this has been done, but they have increased the standard flu shot, and the manufacturers all privately agree on their own standards there within the FDA standards, but it's a wide, you know, variant there, but they agree upon specific standards, that for the average weight of an American, that 50 times safe levels of mercury are in flu shot. It was even higher for MMR. This is in the AP. Great report. Because it fits with what we've gotten from medical experts and people on the field that we've interviewed here. They're increasing it from 50 times to 200 plus. Because it was between 200 and 250 times the level that's safe. And then it reported that babies by the age of 2, have had 3 rounds of shots, MMR, measles, mumps, rubella, the pertussis, the tetanus, the hepatitis, 3 rounds, the flu, in many cases, is now recommended, and they claim the law, which is no law, because they're total criminals. Think about the fraud. I mean, this is just scamming massively. And, that little, what, at the age of 2, the average weight is about 23 pounds. I'm going from memory here. Go look it up. Don't believe me. It's 23, 25 pounds. That it is, of course, many times worse than it being 200 plus times each shot safe level for the average weight of an adult is much higher than that of a 2-year-old toddler. And in the majority of the cases with autistic children, they're running around, they're giggling, they're laughing, they have a great life. The third round, it gets so toxic that is where children who do not have a genetic trait that allows higher levels of mercury absorption in the first intestine. This is all science. We've had the scientists on here. That even children who have the gene that blocks most of the mercury, because it's built into us, eating a lot of fish, natural mercury, God put it into us where it blocks most of it. Even children who have the normal gene to block the majority of the mercury, toxify, and within 24 hours are gone. How many of you listening right now are crying? You remember that day. Imagine the evil. I get chills right now. I just want to beat the daylights out of somebody. Hurting children makes me mad. My instinct is to protect them. And my instinct got a lot stronger after I had children. And I've been at a hotel on vacation in the hot tub talking to a mother who's got her autistic child. And I go, let me guess, at 18 months, at 2 years, a year and a half to 2 years, this happened, the third round. Yes. I talk to the parents where the child gets the shot, and by the time they get home, they're having a seizure, and the baby's brain is gone. And the hospital doesn't even tell them there's a detox that if you do in the first few weeks, will probably reduce the brain damaging and they can come out of it. But you got to get it out quick. This is sick. The vast majority, I mean, you've heard the medical doctors here, the vast majority are at the third round of shots. Now, we then see it in adults who have had more than 3 years consecutive flu shots. The premature onset of dementia, which again, in a growing brain going through its neurological development, will totally fry them and you'll get an autistic child in whatever degree that is. In the old, they've already developed their neural pathways, so you're just going to see a cognitive lowering or a general retardation. And I was at the radio station this weekend, there was a guy there, and he was doing vaccine news, and you know, I heard him chuffing and puffing when I came out because there's a delay on it. I was talking about how deadly vaccines were because he's told me how he likes, you know, get the flu shot every year. And I want to help people. It's like a firefighter wants you to get, you know, he has an instinct, she has an instinct to help you. I just want to help people. I mean, I'm, you know, brought up a type of dad who stopped and changed everybody's tires when he needed help. I mean, I'm just a fool. I'm just a soft touch. I'm a nice guy. Big teddy bear. I'm mad. You can't even help these people. They don't want to be helped. They want to die young. They want to die in pain. They want to die with their brain gone. There is no debating that we had one in 24,000 children having it 25 years ago, and the numbers from 2 years ago are now old. And they're being officially collated. The old number for 1 in 168 now has autism. That's not over-reporting. They didn't exist 50 years ago, folks. Now, every public school has whole rooms full of the poor autistic children. You know it, I know it, we've all seen it. We've got the numbers. But you can, not just the numbers, you can see it. The new numbers are coming out, and I've seen two different spreads because they released preliminary before it happens. They're now saying autism is going to be between 1 in 76 and 105. Because there's a debate looking at the numbers, but they'll be official soon. You know it's going to get to 1 in 50. And 1 in 30. And 1 in 20. And they'll just keep telling you, all is good. Keep taking the shot. Keep taking the mercury. Or that there's no mercury in there, take it. When they've increased the mercury in the vaccines and now other drugs. So if you don't have a passion to warn people, I mean, right now, if down the street somebody's house was on fire and I knew about it and I knew somebody wasn't helping, I'd leave, you know, it's just not anything special. I'd go help them. I'd go warn them. If you knew somebody was about to drink, you know, some cola with poison in it, you'd go warn them. But no, we're just supposed to sit here and take it because our government wouldn't do it to us. Yeah, it's a huge eugenics program. Aldous Huxley, before he died in 62 at Berkeley, said that everything he put in the book was what the eugenicists had actually planned. He wrote the book in 33. And it's all coming true today, you know, where they x-ray the eggs before they're implanted to have a dumbed-down cast. People's whole potential being robbed. Autistic children everywhere. Advanced early onset of dementia in people 45, 50, 60 years old. Baby, we'll be right back.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources. The real money, folks. Let's review a few things from the past year. November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Bible prophecy talks about the United States, British Commonwealth, Russia, China, and the communist world in the last days? Did you know that it predicts a confrontation between atheistic communism and the Western world of Christianity? The plans have already been laid and they conform to Bible prophecy. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while our operators are standing by to take your call.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Welcome back. Last hour, we had former naval officer, former FBI agent retired, grandson of Admiral Kimmel, exposing how that was all provocateur and a fraud. And I tell you, I haven't read the whole book. I got it about 2 days ago. I've scanned through it, read a few chapters, got a lot of things marked here. I like a book that starts with Thomas Jefferson quotes. It's The Constitution in Exile, just out in the last few months. Judge Andrew P. Napolitano, probably no stranger to this audience. He's been all over national TV, contributor to Fox News. Fox News senior judicial analyst, and we are honored to have him on. In 1972, he graduated from Princeton University. In 75, graduated of the University of Notre Dame Law School. Judge Napolitano was the youngest life-tenured Superior Court judge in the history of the state of New Jersey. For 11 years, he was adjunct professor of law at Seton Hall Law School, where he taught constitutional law and jurisprudence, and was thrice voted most outstanding professor. Judge Napolitano returned to private law practice in 95. Yeah, you know, I watch Fox News sometimes, and I just think, you know, this is out of control. The police state that's pushed, the trying to say Bush is a conservative when he's about as conservative as Bill Clinton. But then I see Napolitano, it's like this vein of sanity, this fount. And then I read the book. It's even more hardcore. I heard Derry Brownfield on this same Genesis Network a few months ago talk about some meeting he was at where he gave a speech, and saw Napolitano gave a speech and was impressed by him. Here we have him with us for a little bit of time today. And, again, I haven't read the whole book yet, but it's something you certainly should get because it's powerful and very well written. A nice, handsome book. As well. Judge, thanks for spending some time with us.
Well, Alex, it's a pleasure to be on with you. You know I do some radio as well. I don't have the following or the reputation that the great Alex Jones has, but it's an absolute delight to be on with you, and I discovered recently that we have a lot of mutual friends who share the view that you so nicely articulated, that the government is the enemy. And as Ronald Reagan once said, the nine most dangerous words from the English language are, I'm from the government, I'm here to help you.
Well, I tell you, the last 2 days I've read three or four chapters. I've scanned through a lot of it. You know how it is. It's midnight. You got to get sleep, but you want to finish reading it. But it's a powerful book. I love a book that starts with Thomas Jefferson quotes. Tell us why you wrote this book.
Well,
and what we're facing.
That's a great question. I appreciate it, Alex. I wrote the book because we are in an era where the federal government controls so many aspects of our lives, from where you can build your house, to how big your toilet bowls are, to the number of lobsters you can catch in the ocean, to the amount of sugar you can put in ketchup and still call it ketchup. People need to know that the vast majority of authority that the federal government has, it's simply seized from the states and from individuals. It is nowhere countenanced in the Constitution. The federal government, starting with Abraham Lincoln, pursuing up to FDR, and continuing on to LBJ and George W. Bush, and I've just named the four greatest violators of the Constitution. There were many, many others. It'd be difficult to find a president who didn't. Even my beloved Jefferson, but we can talk about that later. But those four presidents, in leaps and bounds, destroyed individual initiative, destroyed individual liberty, destroyed the rights of the states, and created an enormous bureaucratic monstrosity in Washington, D.C. that exists primarily only to provide jobs and power for itself.
And now the parasite is killing the golden goose. It has grown to be bigger than even its host.
Well, it is so big and so out of control. There's probably not a single person on the planet who's read the tax code. It's 40,000 pages long. There probably is not a single accountant or law professor who's read the entire code. Everybody reads a summary.
It was Money Magazine, what, about 10 years ago, that went to 15 different top tax firms, and they all gave different answers?
Oh, absolutely. Look, when I was doing research for this book, The Constitution in Exile, and for its predecessor, Constitutional Chaos, and when I was doing research for the speech that your friend made some kind comments about, my research was on the Patriot Act. I discovered that when the Patriot Act was voted on in the House of Representatives, no one in the House had a copy of it to read. And I thought, well, geez, that's really peculiar. I mean, here you have an act that tinkers with the Constitution.
Oh, yeah, Ron Paul.
Not naming a post office. This is altering the Constitution, and these guys haven't read it. Then I found out, in doing more and more research, it's very common for members of Congress not to read the laws that they enact, but simply to rely on summaries of it provided by members of their staffs. These guys have so, and gals, have so burdened us with laws that are impossible
to figure
out. Stay there,
Judge. We got a break. We'll be right back. Riveting.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Book opens with, when the people fear the government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. And we look at what this country's turned into today. Judge Andrew P. Napolitano, Fox News senior judicial analyst, The Constitution in Exile. I mean, this is a honest book, and from a high-powered authority on constitutional law, about how basically the Constitution isn't in tatters. It was flushed down the tubes a long time ago, but we can get it back. It beats and lives in our heart. Judge, I want to continue with the Patriot Act, and, you know, there's people trying to push for laws like Read the Bills Act, make them read them. The foreign lobbyists, in many cases, now, and they're the majority of the lobbyists, are there writing the laws. I mean, this is, Ron Paul told us that 30 minutes before they passed the Patriot Act, October 27th, 2001, they issued it, and it was 400-plus pages long, by the way, boys and girls. And that, by the way, that was committee. Chairmen were given it 30 minutes before. He said about 20 minutes before the vote, he was, and then he had his people waiting. He had to, you know, stay up late at night. And then they announced it. They ran in. They gave it to him. He had 20 minutes, and then he just went out and voted against it. Is that what you're talking about, Judge Napolitano?
Alex, even, and let me say a word about Ron Paul. He's the finest member of Congress in modern times, and one of the few, and he fortunately has about two dozen who agree with him. Unfortunately, the number is so small. One of the few who understands the true role of the federal government in the Founding Fathers' scheme in the Constitution. Ron is 100% correct. And even if he were a speed reader, you can't read the 400 pages like you'd read a novel. Because in order to read it, and I've read it, but it took me several days to do so.
You got to go look up the U.S. Code.
Precisely. It refers you to various sections of the U.S. Code, and it says things like change and to or, change 15 to 20, change the comma to the semicolon. So you've got to sort of rehand write that out or throw it up on your laptop screen and then understand what the new sentence means. But the bottom line of the Patriot Act is it allows federal agents to write their own search warrants. They no longer have to go to a judge. If they want your financial information, if they want information from your doctor, if they want information about you from your lawyer.
And they're using it in non-terror-related cases.
Absolutely. Ask me how many convictions the federal government has obtained from a jury in a federal court on the basis of information obtained under the Patriot Act. It's a very easy answer. Zero. No terrorist convictions obtained. They've gotten convictions for distribution of pornography, for political corruption, for distribution of judges, for distribution of drugs. I'm not necessarily in favor of those acts, but the promise that Attorney General John Ashcroft made, we need this so badly, we can't give you the time to read it because we have to go after the terrorists and we'll only use it for terrorism, is a promise that wasn't even worth the breath that he spoke when he articulated it.
Well, if we don't have a Bill of Rights and Constitution, we don't have a country.
No, we don't. And the anybody that voted for the Patriot Act, even a so-called conservative Republican, does not understand that they do not have the power to change the Constitution. Here's a question for you. If there were no First Amendment, do we still have freedom of speech? Answer, yes.
It's inherent. It's organic. I mean,
correct.
What I've likened it to is 200 years ago, a slave owner had a right to beat a slave to death, but inherently in just natural law, that slave wasn't a slave. He had a right to grab that axe handle away and beat his master's brains out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, no one told him that, and no one taught him that. But because slavery is in the category of behavior that is always wrong, one has the right to use violence against behavior that is always wrong. We have a right to speak freely, to think freely, to worship freely, to travel, to be free from unwarranted government intrusion, not because the Constitution grants it. The Constitution doesn't grant it. The Constitution just says to the government, keep your hands off it. So anybody who would vote for the Patriot Act doesn't understand that they don't even have the right or the power to interfere with those rights.
Well, here's an example.
They don't have the power to say to an FBI agent, you can write your own search warrant, because they can't change the Constitution and they can't change, thank God, the natural law.
Here's an example. I've been pulled over at a checkpoint. They're stopping, searching everybody, and the state trooper walks up and says, I want to search your car. And I say, you don't have probable cause. And he says, he pulls out a letter, hands it to me, and says, we have a change in state police policy. So that's not even a law. Now they just say they have policy. What about bureaucracies just running around, making it up as they go?
There are two attributes that everybody that works for the government shares, whether they're a janitor or a president, whether they're a school teacher or the governor, and everything in between. One is they love power, and they love to use it. And the other is they're lazy, and they're prepared to cut any corners, even the corners of the Constitution itself, in order to make their job easier. There is no policy. There is no person in the country who has the authority to issue a policy that allows them to go into your briefcase or into the trunk of your car. They have to take you in, present a probable cause to a judge, which they don't have, persuade the judge that it's more likely than not that in your briefcase or in the trunk of your car is evidence of a crime. We don't have fishing expeditions in this country. Whether there's policy for it or not, the Constitution prohibits it. We fought a revolution because the British soldiers used to do that to us.
Exactly. Now, expanding on that, Judge Napolitano, with the new book, The Constitution in Exile, how the federal government has seized power and is rewriting the supreme law of the land. Expanding out, family courts. Now, we got a judge, Gene Meir, right here in Austin, Texas, who, and I've been in the courts, I've seen it, screams at fathers and mothers and orders them to sign an agreement to adjudicate, to sign over the child's rights to be on probation when the child's literally just been truant a couple days. And the father says no, and she threatens to arrest him for contempt, and she's compelling him to sign a form. It's contract fraud. How does so what do we do about these judges that think that they're God and think that they're an imperial court?
Well, there's a couple things that you can do. One is the bright light of the media, which, of course, you're doing. In Texas, the judges are elected, so she could be voted out of office. Or you can appeal it to an appellate court, but no judge has the right to force you to sign anything against your will, especially if there's not been a trial. If she's held a trial and a jury has decided that the child is truant or the parents can no longer take care of the child, that's a different story. But for her to say, hey, it's an easy way for me to get rid of this case is to put this kid in probation. I'm going to order you to consent to it. She doesn't have the right to do it. That's like her asking you to consent to give up your First Amendment freedoms. No judge has the power to compel you to do that.
It would take a very courageous person
to resist her, but I would argue that that's what should be done.
Isn't that one of the key earmarks, I mean, a signature of tyranny, to have someone in a black robe screaming and ordering someone to waive their rights and contractually sign into something that they haven't been convicted of?
If you can get the old black and white footage of what criminal trials were like in Nazi Germany, that's what you'll see. Many of the judges were maniacal and screamed and yelled at defendants and got them to give up their rights. There were very, very few fair trials. They weren't interested in fair trials. Even with Nazis on the jury, they were worried that defendants might get acquitted. So their goal was to browbeat defendants into some kind of a submission in the courtroom. And that's what it sounds like it's happening in Texas. Texas has the most corrupt judicial system in the country. I don't mean the judges are being bribed. That's not what I mean by corrupt. By corrupt, I mean decisions based on other than the merits of the case and judges doing things in order to further their careers in the judiciary rather than doing what's right in the courtroom. Until you get a system where politics is out of the judiciary, where this judge is more interested in pleasing the editorial writers or the voters who would advance her to a higher court, you're never going to have a pure system of justice.
What would you do if you saw, and I know you know judges like this, what do you do when you see them in a cocktail party or in an event? I mean, you go, shame on you, or do you try to talk sense into them? Or?
Well, when I see a judge at a cocktail party or an event, I do, but I'm in a little bit of a different position. I mean, I was a life tenure judge in New Jersey, and now I'm on television two or three times a day, and everybody calls me Your Honor. It's difficult for your ordinary lawyer to do that, but I'm in a position where I can get away with it, and frequently I do take advantage of that. But I think that this.
Well, what do you say to them? Let's say they're listening right now. What do you say to them about not destroying America?
I remind them that they are the last line of defense that we have between tyranny and freedom. Because if the president thinks that he can sign into law bills that would take away our freedoms, and if the Congress thinks that it can enact laws that would gut the Constitution, it is only my former colleagues in black robes who would say to the president and say to the Congress or say to the legislature or the governor of Texas, and I'm not necessarily picking on them, I'm just using this as a hypothetical, the Constitution is supreme and you are not. It takes great courage to be a judge and do the right thing, and you must remember, your oath is not to the government. Your oath is to the Constitution, and you are the last line of defense in a civilized society.
Well, I had a nice retired FBI agent on Admiral Kimmel's grandson talking about Pearl Harbor in last
Admiral
hour.
Kimmel is, what they did to Admiral Kimmel, they shouldn't have done to a dog. I didn't hear what the grandson said, but I'm sure I'll agree with him.
Well, yeah, I mean, I certainly agree with him, too. My point is, in his bio, it says, you know, I serve the government. No, you were serving the American people. But why do we call elected representatives officials, authorities? I mean, isn't that part of also this this tyrannizing of the country?
Part of the tyrannizing of the country is the things that Ron Paul was talking about. When the Congress enacts a statute, they can't find a place in the Constitution where it's authorized. They don't have the time to read it. They assume that they are immune from what they do and what they say, and that there's no consequences for what they do and say. We need to return to a system of government of citizen legislators where the legislature meets maybe 1 or 2 months a year, where people rotate in and out, where there is no permanent class of governors.
You're talking about a Jeffersonian system.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because absent the Jeffersonian system, human liberty will decrease and the power of the state will increase. And only a revolution can stop that.
And isn't it exponential? I mean, government and big systems has a gravitational well where it's so large, it will always expand until there is a revolution. Do you think we've passed that point of no return?
I don't think we've passed the point of no return. It would take a lot of people who think like you and Ron Paul and a lot of your listeners and I, but there are some practical things that can be done, and I talk about them in the Constitution in Exile. We can get rid of the 16th Amendment, which would starve the government to death, because that's what allows them to tax income. We can get rid of the 17th Amendment, which would require that state legislatures elect senators rather than people, so they're there in the best interests of the state. We can enact term limits so that nobody can be in the government for more than one or two terms, and we can remind everybody that the 10th Amendment says that that which has not been given to the feds is reserved for the states. We should put the word expressly given to the feds. Just a couple of simple changes, and we've got it done.
Well, the level of corruption and fraud, here's another example. I'm going to talk about Military Commissions Act and the Defense Authorization Act and FEMA camps. But another example of the lawlessness, through the PR firms every year before school, they announce, it's the law, you got to take vaccines, or you'll be arrested. Now, there is no law. What there is a waiver that they would like for you to sign as a, quote, policy. What they do is they then expel you, then use the truancy law, which they triggered by expelling you, to then arrest the pupil. I mean, what would you call that bizarre color of law gyration of trickery?
I would call that constitutional chaos. I would call that the government breaking law A so that they can force you to obey a non-law B. I mean, that's not even breaking the law in order to enforce it. That's breaking the law in order to compel behavior, which they don't have the authority to compel. One of my big beefs, and my new book, which will be out this summer, is called A Nation of Sheep, is the unwillingness of people to challenge the government. Why do we assume that the government is right? The government is almost always wrong, and the American people need to understand that. The burden of proof should be on the government to prove that it's right, not on the citizens that they abuse to prove that it's wrong.
Well, I agree. This is all absolute wisdom, constitutional, right down the line. You know, my producer, Kevin Smith, went up to be on Fox News a few weeks ago because I couldn't make it because of family engagements, and he was debating this very nice firefighter on the show in ManCow, and the firefighter, Kevin said, the firefighter said, well, you're saying the government's bad, you know, that destroys America, you know, the government is America, and it's good, and now you're hurting it. And Kevin said, no, the founding father said that, you know, the government's the people, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, you shouldn't just do whatever the government says, you shouldn't trust it, you should never trust it. And they both looked at him like he had 14 heads, and they went, you're saying the government isn't good? You're saying we shouldn't do whatever it says? I mean, how did Americans get to the point where they, where what is most common sense 50 years ago is out the window?
The monster called public education, the monster called teachers' unions. We've all been fed, since 99% of us went to public schools, grammar and high school, we've all been fed the same nonsense. Why does everybody believe that the biggest criminal in the history of the United States of America, who murdered more than 600,000 of his fellow Americans, Abraham Lincoln, is the greatest president in history? Because the teachers' unions and public education have brainwashed us into believing that this kind of big government is a good thing.
And you know, saying something like that
brought us to our knees.
Sure, saying something like they destroyed the Republic, he destroyed states' rights, the 10th Amendment, and what happened after they killed him was even worse during Reconstruction. Of course, he did it to, quote, preserve the Union. But you're right, he arrested legislators, newspaper editors in the North, and he said it had nothing to do with black slaves. He said that in speeches.
He was actually in favor of what would have been the 13th Amendment to the United States, which would have prohibited the federal government from interfering with slavery. He was in favor of anything that would have preserved his own power. He was no more interested in eradicating slavery than he was jumping over the moon, unless it suited his contemporary political needs. There came a time in the Civil War when he and the cabinet decided, aha, if we free the slaves now,
soldiers, it'll
be too much of a burden on the South and we'll win this war.
And then he formed armies and sent them south, and it was not retribution. It was insane. Well, I tell you, this has been an unbelievable interview, and I want to get you back on for a full hour in the near future. It's the Constitution in Exile, Judge Andrew P. Napolitano, and you can also go to his website and find out more about his radio show he does nationally. It's judgenap.com, judgenap.com. In closing, in the last minute and a half, The Military Commissions Act does affect citizens. I've read it. The law scholars have looked at it. What they do is they change the definition. They say, well, you're no longer an American. We say now you're an enemy combatant. And then they play the trick of saying now you're a foreigner. And then we also have the Defense Authorization Act, which makes Bush total dictator over the states in time of crises or insurrection. Can you comment on that?
Sure. And there are many, many defects in that statute, but I'll give you one of the worst. If you were tried before a jury and found not guilty, you'd expect to be set free. The Military Commission Act of 2006 allows George Bush to lock you up and keep you in jail even after you've been acquitted. Even Hitler and Stalin and Mao, the great monsters of the 20th century, never claimed that power, and the Congress just gave it to whoever is the president. It's one of the most outrageous violations of human liberty ever enacted, and the public isn't even aware of it.
What about the bizarre statement in the bill saying judges can't question its rulings?
I believe that that's going to be overturned, hard to believe, by a Democratic Congress.
You know, I've got one more short little segment. Stay for a three-minute break, and then 1 minute on the other side. I want to hear more about that because that was in the news today. Stay with us, folks.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water. So I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin. And wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a travel Berkey today for only $209 or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Big John. Big John. Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder, narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John. Big John. Big Bab John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. Didn't say much, kind of quiet and shy, but he spoke it all when he just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land, Big John.
Welcome back. Glad that you have joined us. The show is almost over. I was talking to Judge Napolitano about Judge Jean Mear. He couldn't believe they named a huge building after her while she's in office, and he wants information on her. People all over Central Texas, he's talking about doing a piece on her. Go to his website, judgenap.com, or just type in Judge Napolitano into a search engine. You'll get his website, and you can contact him, send him emails, send all the dirt on her. And there's so much, it'll make your head spin. That's great, because they do pieces on those. We're really honored to have him with us. He does do a syndicated radio program on the weekends. It's called Brian and the Judge. More details on his website. In closing, that Military Commissions Act, it's full of nightmares. It changes the definition of torture. You think we got a good chance of overturning that?
I think we have a good chance of overturning it. I never thought that the Democrats would be our salvation of liberty, but so many of them got so personally irked by the way the Bush administration treated the Congress as if it were a mere constitutional nuisance during its first 6 years, that now that they control it, for example, Senator Arlen Specter, a liberal Republican but the present chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Senator Pat Leahy, a liberal Democrat but the soon-to-be chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee, have together introduced legislation to restore habeas corpus rights to those who we arrest in foreign lands and ship to Guantanamo Bay.
And that is the genius of separation of powers. Even though power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely and centralized power is a threat, the different branches will fight over the power, and that will keep a man on a white horse. At least that's the theory from taking over. Judge, we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for coming on.
Pleasure, Alex. God bless you.
Take care. All right, in closing, we are launching a new product here. I'm very excited about it. I should have spent a lot of time on it today, but too busy covering news and having guests on. I did research on Grundig, on Sanjin, on others, and I found for the price, and not just price, I'd pay more for this, that Cato is the best radio out there, and we are carrying it, and we have it lower than people right here in town are selling it for. We have the KA-103, top of the line, $109. This thing's like $140 in stores. Other people sell it online for $119. This is $109. Okay, we are discounting it. They are all discounted. We offer a bunch of digital tuners, and we have a crank tuner that we found to be superior. We just found they're the best out there. It's available via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart at InfoWars.com. This is a great gift. It has AM, FM, shortwave, medium wave, auto scan, alarm, manual tuning, scan, preset, direct array, hundreds of preset stations, clock, sleep, lock, electronic volume control, smart charger. I just can't go on. It's got three kinds of backlight mode. We got a bunch of new shortwave radios we're offering. I for years have wanted to carry them, but I was trying to see what the best deal was for everybody, what the best radios were. You've requested them. We got them at InfoWars.com right now. That's InfoWars.com on the secure online safe shopping cart. Right now, you can get the different lines of Kato's and their antennas that go along with it. A great gift this holiday season. Take advantage of it now. And all my books and videos, too. If you order by the 15th, everything is guaranteed to get to you before Christmas. So the books, the videos, all the specials, check them out, InfoWars.com. God bless you all.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Terror.